Blog Talk Radio.
Can you shout it out one more time? I'm expecting great things.
Great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things.
In my heart.
why don't you release a shout right there?
Praise the Lord. If you believe it, why don't you shout right there? What are you expecting? I'm expecting great things in my life. I am expecting great things. I say praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Why don't you rejoice and be glad in it? Because God is doing some great things. You may not see it. You may not even look for it. But I want to encourage you today to expect God to do some great things in your life. In your life. Hallelujah. God is doing something awesome. Well, Father, we just thank you right now for all the listeners, Lord God, all the faithful followers of Christ Jesus. God, we lift up the body of Christ and we say thank you, Father, that you are still with us. Thank you that you will never leave us. Thank you that you said you'll go before us in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say from glory to glory, God, we ask you in Jesus' name that you will cause our light to shine and men will see your good works in us, God, so that we can become more like you and it'll ricochet effect and they will become more like you and you are still alive in our lives. So right now we thank you for the great things that you're doing. Let us see it, let us know it, and let us begin to walk in it. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, amen, amen. Get excited. Get excited about the great things that God is doing. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do because we know that he's always busy, but we're going to put our whole self, spirit, and our energy and our focus on what God is doing. I'm telling you, if you stay focused on what God is doing, you'll have an opportunity to ignore what the enemy is doing because God is doing some great things. Amen. Sometimes we see what the devil is doing, but we don't see what God is doing. Amen. So I want to encourage you today, look for the things that God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. He's doing great things in our life because you woke up this morning, because you're still here, and because you are in your right mind. Amen. Because you are in your right mind and hopefully you're in good health. And we know that your soul is prospering. For the Lord said he wished above all things that we would be in good health and that we would prosper as our soul prosper. Amen, amen. I want you to get your Bibles out because we know that this is our weapon. This is the tool that we use against the enemy. The enemy don't want you to have the weaponry to use against him. So I hope you have your Bibles, and I pray that you not only open your Bible up on Sunday, and I pray that you not only open it up on Wednesday or Tuesday, whatever day is your Bible class. I pray that you open your Bibles daily as you open up your mouth. Amen. Open up your Bibles as you open up your mouth. Amen. Glory to God. He's doing great things. Lift up your Bible to the Lord and connect your spirit with your words and repeat after me. This is my Bible. This is the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I believe in the Word of God. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am totally accepted, deeply beloved, and highly favored. and greatly blessed. Having heard the word of God, let me do the word of God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I decree it to be so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. And after we hear the word, we should never be the same again. Understanding that when you speak something, you create something. Amen. We were talking about the atmosphere, setting the atmosphere. And before I get started, I want to encourage everyone to get your communion, because we do communion every Sunday. And we want to commune with the Father as we eat with him. Amen. Amen. Get your communions ready. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on. Just praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day. God is bringing us out and into the blessing zone once again, where we're able to be excited and delighted to be a blessing to the people of God. Amen. We're going to be talking about from glory to glory. Amen. From glory to glory. How about that? Things get all the way up from here. You know the song, all the way up. Nothing can stop me, all the way up. Say that to yourself. I'm going to focus on what God is doing, not what the enemy is doing. Right? Because I have control of what I think, and I can control what I say. I can control what I do. Amen? Because God goes before us. And he will and he shall lead the way. Amen. Do you know every time you open up your mouth, or we open up our mouths and we complain, can you imagine what the Lord is thinking or feeling? Because he sent his son to die that we might be free. He sent his son to die that we might be made whole. And every single time that we complain, can you imagine what the Lord is feeling? He said, I sent my son, my only son, to die, and there is no satisfying you. So don't complain. Look up and say, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. It's okay. Give him a hand clap of praise, because God knows every single thought that we have. If you get your Bibles, and if you would be so kind to turn to 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Glory, 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 for God is good, God is faithful, and there's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk uprightly. Amen, amen. I'm going to turn to verses 18. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to verse 18. Chapter 3, verse 18. I'm going to be teaching this message in two parts. And I'm going to start here at, look at the 18th verse. And this is ending the great chapter of superiority of the New Testament. The New Covenant. And let me remind you that as you read it, I want you to ask God to allow you to see it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Lord, the Spirit, amen, just as from the Lord, the Spirit, from glory to glory. And it sums it all up. You know, Paul, he sums up our entire Christian life from redemption and sanctification on earth to our glorious eternal welcome into heaven. So God has all is already planned out. All we have to do is follow, I don't want to say follow the yellow brick road, but follow the map. Follow the map. Because when we get off course, guess what happened? We open the door to the enemy territory. It's almost like you're sealed and you're sanctified and you're fortified. And God give you a plan for your life. And every time you follow the instructions of God, you're safe. And you're going from glory to glory. But anytime you open up that side door or you open a portal, the enemy can get in. He have free access. He can come in anytime he wants. He don't even have to pay an admission charge. Amen. Jesus paid a price. The enemy can come in without paying a price. He's like a thief in the night. So Paul told the whole story. And there's a great deal that's compacted in just these few words. It's all important that we understand that we are to labor at great length from the beginning to the end, working out our soul's salvation. Amen. How do we work out our soul's salvation? The Bible says we work it out with fear and trembling. What does that mean? Should I work for the Lord with fear and trembling? Absolutely not. But fear and trembling is, in other words, fear of hell, trembling of the lake of fire. So we're going from glory to glory. Amen. How many of us want to go from glory to glory? How many of us want to get better? How many of us want to look at our past and say, I used to be there. I'm in a new place now. I used to complain. But now I'm in a place of worshiping and praising and thanking God for his goodness. Do you thank God for his goodness? I want you to see the goodness of God. Look around at the flowers, the trees, the sun. What do you see? What do you see? Amen. It's all the glory of God. In the beginning, it was God. And he created everything that you see. Amen. He didn't tangibly come down and do it. But he created that man that you see, that man that you made. He made. Amen. And he created it. She created it. It's all the Lord's doing. Progressively increasing. Even when you look around and you see things, technology, and you see how things are so innovative, you see that God give us strategic thoughts. Now, whether we act on them or not, but he's always doing a downpour in our spirit. And sometimes he gives us so much, we don't know what to do with it. Amen. God is taking us from glory to glory. So the same Greek word for glory is used twice in this phrase, from glory to glory, in 2 Corinthians 3. And I know you got your Bibles, hallelujah. Might be one under the TV, one under on the shelf somewhere. If you don't have it, look around. You might see one. Amen. Go Glory to glory. God is good. There's a blessing in opening up your Bible. Just the act of the enemy, see, you opening up that Bible, because he understands that the weapons and the tools are in the Word of God. You might have a big, giant print Bible. You can see it real good. Amen. So you have no excuse. If you don't have a giant print and you know you can't see without those glasses, or you might lose your glasses, or you might lose your contact, or you might even lose that little small print needed Bible you got, keep you a big, large print Bible, even if you can see. I'm telling you, it's just like magnify off the pages. I encourage everyone to have that. You know, the big Bible your mom or your dad used to keep in the house, and it was a big Bible that would be in the middle of the table or under the, somewhere in the house. You can always open it up and flip through it. Some Bibles come in handy. When you can't find your Bible you carry, get that Bible, because it works. But anyways, let me get back to the Word of God. The first glory, and I said from glory to glory, the first glory is that of the old covenant, the law of Moses. While the second glory, from glory to glory, is that of the new covenant, the gospel of Jesus Christ, from glory to glory. And both have, I like to say, an astonishing splendor. How about that? I mean, when you think about what it used to be like, and when you think about how it is now, you haven't always had the things that you have. You haven't always had the relationships that you have. From glory to glory. In the Old Testament, they had to make sacrifices of animals, and blood had to be shedded. So what we look like now, carrying a sheep to the church for the slaughter, it'd be a mess, right? Somebody be trying to get your lamb chopped. I don't know. But we don't have to do that anymore. We don't have to carry a sheep and get it slaughtered to cover our sin. From glory to glory. The Old Testament represents the first glory, the old covenant, and the new covenant is the second glory. From glory to glory, they both have a need. You need to understand the old or appreciate what has been in order to get to the new. Amen. Because if you haven't been through anything, you don't know how to appreciate where you are now. So we look down at people that went through a lot. But all God is doing is equipping them and making them strong and mighty. And they have testimonies. And they can tell their story, and they don't have to tell based on what they read or based on what someone said or what someone did. But their testimony is based on their actual experience. There's no greater testimony. So never look down on anyone that, or even judge them, that is progressively moving forward. They used to be a pimp. She used to be a prostitute. Amen. From glory to glory. So the transformation is from glory to glory. It's from the glory of the law. You know, like the stone it was written on, the law was what? Inflexible. You know, absolutely, you go and you go to court and they say, okay, but this is the law. So your lawyer has to find a code that will set you free, but this is this law. And the lawyer has to search to find out what would be can be put in place that can be used to set you free, amen? But if he don't find anything, guess what? We're going by this law. And then we're going to judge you based on this law. If it say 12 years, you're getting 12 years. That's the max. Or you can get 6 years. That's the minimum. So like the stone it was written on, the law is inflexible and absolutely inflexible. The judge must go by the law. So applying to all of, I'll say that, the Israelites, without much regard, the individuals had different circumstances. You can turn to Hebrew, like he brew the coffee, Hebrew. Amen. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10, 28. Chapter 10, verse 28. Amen. Amen. And we're still talking about the first glory, which is the covenant of the Old Testament. Old covenant. Amen. Hebrews 10, 28. And the Bible says, anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. Gotta go, gotta go. That was the law. That's the first glory. Amen. We're blessed, people of God. We're blessed from glory to glory. So through holy, good, and righteous in itself, the law stood. You were under the law. Whatever the law said, you could be perfect in all your ways. But you did something that violated the law, such as worship God on the Sabbath. That was the law. You couldn't do it. Listen what Romans 7 and 12 says. We're going to search the scripture so you can get answers. Amen. Because now we look at the law and we say, well, that was under the law. Because we're under grace right now. Amen. We're not subject to the law. Well, we obey the law of the land, but I'm talking about the old covenant law. And the Bible says in Romans 7, verse 12, listen what it says. So the law is holy. You didn't know that, did you? And the commandment is holy. Listen what it says. And righteousness is righteous and good. Did you know that? That we have to obey the law of the land. The Bible says, so the law is holy. So when you set the laws down in your house, you can't bring correction until you set the laws down. And so I can say in your tangible house or in your physical house, you set the law down. You know, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to say this anymore. I'm not going to go there anymore. So when you set the law down, correction can't come until the law is there. So the Bible says, so the law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Let me explain this to you. The law was for, I'm going to say, us sinners. Because the Bible said we have all sinned. That's E-D. Amen. Sinner is progressively sinning. The Bible, the letter that kills us. What am I trying to say? I'm going to keep you in the word. Keep you flipping the scriptures. Turn to 2 Corinthians. You're going to get it. We're going to all get it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. The letter that kills us. What letter? The law was for us sinners. The letter that kills us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Take note of this. Who has made us sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills. Hallelujah. But the spirit gives life. I'm trying to tell you, we're going from glory to glory. The letter kills, and the spirit gives life. We're not bound, we're set free. See, the law make us, the law was an external force to control our behavior. In addition, the stone, despite the strength of the stone, is earthly, and it eventually wears out, wears away. So the law was merely a temporal guardian until something better came along. You know, use an example. You buy some chairs, and you say, you know, these are not really the chairs I want, but they'll do until I can get some better chairs. So the law was an external force to get some kind of control for the behavior. So we're going to set the law up, you know, to keep you, if we set a curfew, 6 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock, baby. You got to be in the house. Law to control. Amen. Let's turn to Galatians. Don't quit on me now. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. The law was to keep us out of trouble. Amen. The law was set. The covenant was made that we would obey the law. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness. The law, the commandment. These law was to keep us where we were in a parameter of control. We knew that if we did this, don't covenant your neighbor's wife. The law was setting guidelines for the people so that when the second glory comes, hallelujah, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, thank you, Jesus, we are subject to the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And the Bible says, verse 23, now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law. You got faith? Well, before it came, you were held captive under the law. You was, the Bible said, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. This is so good to me. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. Now, this is the part I like. But now that faith has come, we are no longer, listen to Jesus, we are no longer under the law. See, when the Spirit of the Lord supersedes the law, but basically the same law of the land, Jesus is not going to come and say, well, you can kill. He just made it greater. Thou shalt not kill. But we're not subject to the law. We're subject to the Spirit of the Lord. So we have to make our spirit obey what God tells us to do, and he revealed it by the Spirit to our spirit. Amen. You ever had a guilty conscience? And you want to ignore it because you know this not right. You being convicted from the inside out. You know you shouldn't say that. You know you shouldn't think that. You know, I find a lot of times we miss it because we don't forgive. We not only don't forgive people, guess what? We don't forgive ourselves. when the Lord has already forgiven us and we're holding ourselves hostage. And he said, I forgive you the minute you ask. But no, you wanna beat up on yourself. And you wanna let others beat up on you. The devil is a lie. He wanna make you feel condemned. He wanna make you stay in that old glory. He don't want you to walk in the new glory, from glory to glory. Amen. The transformation is to the glory of the new covenant, from which surpassed the old in every single way. Amen. Because even though we had to deal with the sin, with the old covenant, it was held against us. But with this new covenant, we're forgiven of our sins. And he give us sinners, hallelujah, life. Okay. You don't believe me? I'm trying to substantiate everything with the scripture, and that's why it's important that you know how to flip through the scripture. You don't have to believe me. I want you to believe the word of God, that it's true, that he's taking us from glory to glory. And the good part about all of that, God go before us, and he leads the way if we will follow. See, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:18, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of us. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. But we still fear, and we're still dismayed. We're still discombobulated. We're still drunken in our spirit. The Lord God who goes before us. This is the part that gets me. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 1:30, the Bible says that God himself will fight on our behalf. You've been set up. You've been set up to win. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on me. That's what Paul said in Psalms. Psalms 139, Paul was saying that. So you set up to win. Now, as you find John 6 and 63, and the Bible says, in it, hallelujah, the Spirit gives life. So why are we so dead? Why are we so dry? Why are we so still? You know, we just don't pause. The flesh is no help at all. So I'm reading the Bible. I'm not making this up. The flesh is no help at all. We didn't know that. We didn't know that the flesh is no help at all. What the flesh does, it gets in the way. And the Bible says, the word that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. As he breathes the breath of life on us, we're supposed to live. Not only live, but we're supposed to live life in abundance. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But it only comes when we walk in forgiveness. Amen? Because we can let unforgiveness hold us hostage. The Bible says that if we don't forgive, God won't forgive us. Not only he won't forgive us, he said, I won't hear or answer your prayers. Now, that's a biggie to me. Because I always talk to him, and I need him to answer my prayers. I need him to speak to me. He said he won't. He literally is telling us, talk to the hand, because the head ain't home. Hallelujah. The head ain't home. So he talked to the hand because the head ain't home. That's what the Lord is saying. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Amen. It's the spirit that gives life. The spirit. the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I want you to keep in mind that the flesh is no help. The flesh will go to sleep on you. The flesh will quit on you. The flesh. But if the Spirit is activated, the Spirit is life. And the Spirit is alive. Let your spirit be alive today. Speak to your spirit and command your spirit to live and not die. When your spirit tell you what you used to do or what has been, you speak to your own spirit and take authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you tell your spirit, I am going to from glory to glory, from the old covenant to the new covenant. I am going to glory to glory. I am not condemned. I'm set free because I'm walking in that new covenant. Amen. It is written on the believer's heart by the Holy Spirit. What's on your heart? What's in your heart? I want you to tell me. What are you thinking? Who have you forgiven? Who have you forgave? Let's talk about it. I mean, who did you forgive even when they didn't deserve it? Did I remind you of yourself? He forgave us even when we didn't deserve it. Amen. We have to forgive and walk in forgiveness because that's part of moving from glory to glory. So I say to you, don't sweat the small things. Get over it. Because you're moving to a place where God can use you. Amen? And listen to this. If it's written in our heart, okay, let me give you Jeremiah, because Jeremiah talked about this. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. Jeremiah talked about, for this is, I'm sorry, 31:33, I hope you have it. For this is the covenant that I've made with the house of Israel after those days, declare the Lord. I will put my law within them. Listen to me. He said, I'll put my law in you, but I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they'll be my people. I'll change your heart. You'll know the law, but I'll change your heart. Have your heart been changed? Ask yourself that question. Because in order to move from glory to glory, it's a heart thing. Your heart has to be changed. Don't mess around and miss heaven over something simple and trivial. Don't miss it. That's what I put on your heart. Okay. He even talked about it in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know he had to deal with me. And he deals with me daily. But I understand the importance of walking in forgiveness. Don't let the small stuff get you all out of place. Don't matter, and it don't count, and it doesn't, well, it adds up. 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. And the Bible says, and you shall show that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink. This speaks to me. But with the Spirit of the living God, not on a tablet, not on a tablet or a stone, but on the table of a human heart. Come on, somebody. God said, I'll put it in your heart. Not on the table. I said tablet. I got a tablet in front of me. But not on the table of a stone. Like the Testament, Old Testament, like the commandments. But he said, but I'm going to I'm going to write it in your human heart. How's your heart? Come on. God's coming back, and it's a heart thing. You know, so we have to love those that despitefully use us. The Bible says do good to them. Amen. Pray for them. Do good to them. No matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, just bless the hell out of them. Amen. You like how that sounds? Bless the hell out of them. It goes together. You can bless the hell out of them. Keep doing good. And the hell's going to leave. Amen. I'm laughing at myself on that one. Amen. You didn't know you can bless the hell out of people, can't you? The Bible. The Bible says do good. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Do good to them that talk about you. You know, just do good to them that lie on you. Bless them anyway. Because you're going, hallelujah, you're going from glory to glory. You have a plan. You ever seen a person that don't have a plan? And they may as well plan to fail. But you have a plan. And you're moving from the old covenant to the new covenant, from glory to glory. So you got to follow the path and be around people that believe in you. Surround yourself with people that encourage you. Not people that tolerate you, but people that what? Celebrate you. They see the king in you. They see the queen in you. Amen. They see the gift of God on your life. They see it. Amen. God want to do some marvelous, miraculous things for you, but God want you to go from glory to glory. He wants you to push past your past, the pain of the past. Amen. He wants you to push past it. Oh, you got it, and you can do it. How do I know you can do it? All you do is go from glory to glory. I'm going to play just one praise and worship song. And while I'm playing this, I want to activate you to move from glory to glory. I want you to praise him as we intercede for this prophetic act. begin to tell the Lord, I'm perfect in you. Begin to tell the Lord, I'm a conqueror in you. Everything has to be in him. Amen. Everything has to be in Christ. In him, we can do all things. And through him, we can do all things. It's in him that we live and we have our being. I just want to encourage everyone to know that there is nothing too hard for God. In him, we're complete. We just have to follow the path. Follow and be obedient to God and his commandments and what he has told us to do. When he lead, guide, and direct you, he said, I'll live in you, and I'll lead you, I'll guide you, I'll direct you. So that's what we're asking God to do. So our obedience to God, it springs up within us by God-given desires. You know, rather than our by threats or legal punishment, you know, I'm gonna get you. No, we say just opposite, and we begin to bless God and expect some things. I'm expecting great things. How about you? I fight through prayer. We fight through prayer. See, Paul was directing the Christians to focus on the spiritual glory in the new covenant rather than the physical glory of the old. As many of the Jews in his day, they refused to do it. So he compared the two type of glories, calling how Moses absorbed and reflected God's glory, you know, from a time after being in God's presence. Remember? Moses wanted to see his face. And when Moses was in his presence, when he came off of Mount Sinai, we know what happened. Moses had glory on him. And that's how it is for us. When we are in God's presence, we begin to change. It's a spiritual glow. And there's nothing spiritual that can happen in your life from God if we're off course. Amen. As I said, we have two parts, but I want you to get in God's presence. Ask the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, to guide you, direct you, to lead you so that you may become able to see that you're walking from glory to glory. I say amen. How about you? I want to thank God for our special guest that's here with us today. As I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful, and I want to welcome you. And again, I want to thank you for joining us, and please come back. And all our guests, amen, amen. Just know that we're moving from glory to glory. Things don't get worse. They get better depending on you, depending on what you're expecting. What are you expecting? Tell me, what are you expecting? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for just being so loving and kind as you sow into the ministry. Those that keep us going, we want to send special love to you. Those that believe in the vision. And I want to give everyone an opportunity to go to Giveify.com. Look for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Plaza. And you can sow into the ministry. You can go to PayPal, which is Kingdom Builders International at Gmail. You're able to sow that way. You can do Zelle. Amen. You use 586-914-1251. This can be done in archives. Hallelujah. You can go to our Cash app. Of course, we are $Business Favor. Kingdom Business Favor, but you put Business Favor, you can sow that way. We want to say God bless everyone tuning in. Stay in faith and continue to move from glory to glory. Watch how God heal you. Watch how God move you. Watch how God open up those doors. Watch how he make easy and successful your way. Watch how things are easier and you can get done things, you can get things done quicker. Amen. I say, may the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Walk in God's best and know that there's no good thing that he will withhold from you if you just walk uprightly. Amen. God bless everyone. And I say, don't forget to put a praise on it. Bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday, same time, same place.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on. There's a healing in this room and it's here for there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Somebody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in
praise the Lord. Let's get our communion out the way. I want to thank everyone that you are prepared for our communion. Hallelujah. As we commune with the Father, this is a time that we say, Lord, we'll keep your commandments. And as you prepare your communion, I want to encourage you to know that God is taking note of your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What we have prepared, we ask God to bless it and convert it from natural use to spiritual use. We know that the Lord gathered his disciples, and this was part of the Last Supper. As they began to sit at the table and suck together, hallelujah, as they began to, he said, if you're not willing to eat of my body and drink of my blood. And he didn't mean literally. I want everyone to know he didn't mean literally. What he meant is to follow me. To follow me. To suffer with me. He said, if you're not willing to suffer, you can't reign. If you can't drink the water that I drank, the ways that I went, the food that I ate, what I took, the pain that I suffered. So that's eating with him, and that's sucking with him, and becoming more like him. Let us lift up the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now for your awesomeness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that you move by your Spirit. God, we ask you to forgive us for anything that we may have done or thought that's not pleasing to you. We ask you, Lord God, that you would cause us to be in your presence. Father, we ask you, God, as we lift up the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for you were broken that we might be made whole. Let us break the bread together. And let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as he said, if you're not willing to drink of my blood, you don't have any part in me. What he actually saying, if you're not willing to live my life, because life is in the blood, you have no part in me. Let us drink the life of Jesus. Let us drink together. He said, drink and drink all of it. And if we drink the life of Jesus, they left and they went out to do the work. They went to their families and to celebrate Jesus. Let us represent his life in our bodies, care of our bodies. So that we can run this race and do the work of ministry. Amen, amen. Go tell somebody you forgive them. Go tell somebody you love them. Let's move forward in the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen, everybody. It's a great day. Expect some miracles to happen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And I'm going to play Sold Heaven. I don't know if you ever heard it, but I'm going to play it just so you can appreciate what God is doing. Amen. God bless everyone. The people that you think not going to be there, they're going to be there. So you better hurry. Buy your ticket. Cause they're going fine, yeah. Train them out. Took a mean soul. Junior walk. Had them dancing in the eye.
Shoot a boy running.
They stood up when junk. Dance, the crowd went wild.
Mr. Bojangles.
praise you.